Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a lot of news, we have a lot of stuff to get to. But I just want to open up really quickly with just something that I think is really, really important. You know, many of you listen to my show, and thank you, I'm still surprised that many of you shut it off. But, you know, for those of you that let it run at least a couple seconds, I really appreciate it. And you have a wide gamut, wide array of options to get opinions, to get news, to get updates, to be entertained. And I think it's overwhelming. You know, whether it's your streaming service, your cable, your iTunes, your playlist, iHeart, your GCN Live, your TalkStream Live, there's so many options out there, your YouTube, your social media, that, you know, people sometimes say just, you know, forget it. I'll pick my one, but they're not happy with that one. And they're like, oh, man, I wish there was this. I wish there was that. And I was just at a conference, a Talkers Magazine conference in New York, run by Michael Harrison, Kevin Casey, Matt Harrison, the whole team. And with Talkers Magazine, these conventions each year bring together, you know, a bunch of us radio hosts and broadcasters and YouTubers and podcasters. And I see what everybody's niche is. You know, I could see what they do. You know, some are very, very political, and they side with one side or another, and you could relate to it, and you're like, okay, good, my feelings are validated, this is justified. You have others that just, you know, they just like to talk. They just like to be on air and talk, and they don't care who listens. My idea of why I'm in radio and why I think people should be in radio is I think our job is to sift through all the BS that's going on. And when you see BS, or when you see something not being said, you said it. You say it. You know, people have accused me of, oh gosh, you know, you just want to stir things up. I don't want to stir things up. I'm not very dramatic. I'm just trying to tell you guys, look, these are some things we need to be aware of. We don't need to be scared. We don't need panic. We don't need, but I think a recession's coming. I think we really dropped the ball on figuring out where COVID is and where these variants keep coming. Now we have most of the country fighting with a whole new variant of COVID. We think it's the BA4, BA5. No, is anybody, you know, where are these variants coming from? Are we really sure this is just all a spontaneous coincidence? How come every month or every 2 months people are getting sick with COVID? My job is not to propel conspiracies or worry the public or calm people down. My job is to refocus people on things that are pretty important. Now, they might be just important to me, but I purposely choose things that I think are important to everybody. And so some people like their radio host to complain about Biden the whole time. And I could see why that, you know, some people like that. Some people want a host that complains about Trump. And the reason why they like that is they want to feel that their feelings are validated. They see things going on. They're like, oh, no, am I right? They want to feel right. They feel good. They listen to that host. They're like, I'm good. For me, because I'm a physician, I can't just be political. I can't just complain about a political figure. You know, I have bigger fish to fry. My issues in this world and what I see extend beyond politics, extend beyond if somebody's a Republican or somebody's a Democrat. It has to do with health. It has to do with education. It has to do with hopefully, you know, keeping people's families together and the economy afloat and kids educated and people not becoming violent or committing suicide. To me, that's my purpose. My purpose is to enlighten people, educate, answer questions, and yeah, if I can entertain, I'll entertain. But I think people go to radio for something very, very specific. And if they get that piece, they're happy. If they don't get their piece, they're not happy. And radio is a whole different world. It's a much different role. And so what I want to say, and I know this seems a little convoluted and maybe not to the point, is you need to decide what you want from each media outlet you get. Is it that you want the weather? Is it that you want the news? Is that you want to know what's going on with the January 6th committee hearings? Is it because you want to know what's coming around the bend? Or is it because you want another opinion? You want to know, do I think this is complete BS that they can't figure out if monkeypox is airborne or not? And why all of a sudden we have this? Is it that, you know, are we not talking about something we should be with the caravan coming? 15,000 plus people coming. You know, is there something that could be a public health threat? You know, why are people saying, nah, don't worry about the recession, the economy's never been better, yet it looks like we're heading towards something that could be pretty, pretty serious. For me, I think my job as a radio host is, one, is to focus, help people focus on what I think is important, because media really likes to distract. And boy, we are just going to be, pummeled with all these January 6th testimonies, and January 6th was significant. It was a very huge, significant part of our history, just like the riots, just like, you know, any sort of, protest that starts to turn violent is always, you know, gets utmost importance. But how many weeks are they going to go on with this when they've obviously dropped the ball on our baby formula shortage, on our gas prices, on what's happening with the economy, on what could be happening with the border and our security? And so me, I try and refocus. I try to bring out what the focus should be on. Yes, watch the hearings. We'll talk about it too. But does that have to be 24/7? I am tired of us being distracted. I'm tired of us being played. You know, people were complaining at the conference. Yeah, you know, Trump and his tweets. Again, those are distractions. What politicians do is they distract. Now, maybe, you know, that's when Trump got that big foreign policy hit with Saudi Arabia and Israel. Maybe it was designed specifically so he could get stuff done. But as a radio host, I want to help my community. I want to help the nation, like the National Blood Donation Week. I want to entertain you, but I want to give you guys the truth. And I want to refocus us on things that apparently our politicians aren't refocusing on. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so if you haven't gotten COVID, you're going to. I mean, it is. I hate to say that. Hopefully, your two vaccines, your two boosters, your masks, your social distancing, hopefully all of that is working for you. But sadly, we are seeing cases rise. Pretty epidemic proportion of cases right now. All week, last week, I'm licensed in 12 states, so I could see across the whole country cases of COVID. We think it's the BA2.12 strain, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's the BA4 or the BA5 Omicron strain that we're seeing as well. I was on the plane. You could hear coughing. You could hear nasal congestion. You could hear people's voice crack. I tested. So far, good. Negative, but I'm watching and waiting. I'm going to kind of isolate in the studio the next few days because I was at the conference. Got to see Bill O'Reilly, which was great. Newsmax's Rob Schmidt. Brian Kilmeade was there. So, you know, we all tried to social distance, but, you know, everybody likes to cuddle and take pictures and, you know, and hug and greet. You know, we radio folk are pretty friendly folk. So just to play it safe, we'll kind of stay away from some people the next couple of days just to, you know, make sure. But, you know, the symptoms of this are a little different, okay? So what I'm seeing with my patients is the fatigue might come on first. The headache may come on first. The fever may seem flu-like with fever, chills, rigors. Some of you might be noticing you're sweating more. Now, that's kind of hard because we've had such a heat wave and the Southwest and the Western United States have been, you know, dealing with record temperatures. But some people are having, I apologize, got some in my eye. Some people are having some pretty significant sweats and significant feeling hot. The cough comes on. The cough does not seem to be super, super thick at first. Usually the sore throat will precede the cough, and the sore throat is supposed to be pretty bad. People are calling in going, this is the worst sore throat I've ever had. So we see the pictures don't look like strep, I don't see any vesicles or blisters like Coxsackie, but the sore throat could be pretty bad, but the sore throat comes and goes. The fever may wax and wane, but I'm a little concerned because of the fever, because of the sore throat, because of the shakes, because of the rigors, because of the sweats, that there could also be a super infection with flu. Now, the problem we have is, it's a good thing that we have telemedicine because people have access, but the negative to it is people aren't getting tested. So when people call in, I'm like, well, this could be flu, this could be COVID. Can you go get tested? Well, you could get an at-home COVID test. You just can't necessarily get an at-home flu test. And if you have flu, then you could be put on Tamiflu. If you have COVID, you could be put on Paxlovid or Molnupiravir. So, you know, people have asked, well, what about the fever? You know, high fevers are more indicative of flu. It's true, but not all, like summertime. I'm sorry, my eyelashes are bothering me. I apologize, people. Not all flu that comes by around the summertime is necessarily that 103, 104 temperature flu. Sometimes it could be a milder version of the flu. We're also seeing COVID alter the way flu looks because of the competition of cells. So to recap, COVID is here. Multiple states are reporting high, high cases. We are starting to see hospitalizations go up. Most of the symptoms will start with the fatigue, with the headache, with the body aches, with the sweats, with the fever, with the feeling crummy, the sore throat. Then will come the nasal congestion, the cough. If you get the cough or the nasal congestion before, it's fine. You know, I mean, that doesn't necessarily say, oh, then maybe it's not COVID. But, you know, the people are calling in for antibiotics and they're calling in for, you know, Tamiflu. And I'm seeing all this, you know, this kind of, you know, machine gun approach over the phone just to, you know, give people something. And if it is COVID, one of the best things you could use right now is the Paxlovid that is hopefully out there. There's a link, and I'm going to try to publish this link to show you how prevalent some of these COVID medications are in your local areas, so that if you are being told, oh, we don't have any, then you could contact the pharmacy and say, look, you know, do you have this? I'm going to ask my doctor to see if I could prescribe it. Keep in mind, if you do have COVID, not everybody qualifies for the Paxlovid medication because there's contraindications. If you take Viagra, you can't take Paxlovid. If you're on a statin drug, atorvastatin, Lipitor, Crestor, Zocor for your cholesterol, you can't take it. Certain heart medications, you can't take it. Certain medications for migraines. There are things that sadly will interact with the medication, so you need to double check with your medical provider. You also need to make sure you don't have a liver issue or a kidney issue that'll prevent the main dosing that might not require an alternative dosing for you. But yeah, COVID's here. Just had a patient this morning, said, came back from Hawaii, you know, felt fine on the plane after he landed, had the fever. Well, you're contagious. 2 days, at least you're contagious a few days before you feel symptoms. So even if you were on a plane and nobody was coughing, nobody was sneezing, you have to assume that somebody around you is ill. And also, you know, don't get too rough on somebody possibly giving it to you, going, I know the person. It was that it is so prevalent. And you know, being a physician, I get to see the backstory of things. And so when I hear that people tested negative at home, went to work the whole week, they worked the whole week, and then all of a sudden, oh, they found out they were positive because the test finally turned positive 5 days later. You know, it's not their fault. They tested. Now, what about these at-home tests? So, fascinatingly, hold on, let me wet my whistle. It's the no sugar, okay? Avoid sugar. I don't think sugar really helps the whole COVID or the whole, you know, try and avoid sugar. That's a whole other subject for a different day. These at-home tests can be mixed. I don't know how much faith I put in those at-home tests that we got originally in February, March, that came from China, that were made in China. However, I am seeing some fantastic results with the ones made in Korea. The ones made in South Korea, the Republic of Korea, that we got the last couple weeks, those seem to have a much better accuracy. So I like the Binex Now and some of those other brands. But if you have symptoms of COVID and your at-home test is negative, that doesn't mean you're COVID-free. All right, just keep in mind, still isolate, play it safe, wear a mask if you can around others. Now, we are going to be talking about later this hour that our animals can get COVID. There has been a case of a cat-to-human transmission with COVID where a father and his son had COVID. They went to the hospital. They needed to also be isolated and hospitalized. And the cat was brought in to the veterinarian. The vet swabbed the cat. The cat sneezed on the vet. How many times have our cats sneezed on us? And it is the most disgusting boogers. My cat sneezes. It's not a dry sneeze, right? The cat sneezed on the veterinarian. The vet had an N95. The vet had gloves, but just didn't have a face mask. She ends up getting COVID. They traced. They did the genomic tracing. They did the contact tracing. This is the first of its kind case in Bangkok where a cat gave a human COVID. Now, studies have shown that we give our pets COVID all the time, especially the pets that sleep with us. And cats pick up COVID more than dogs. So if you have a pet in the house and there's somebody with COVID and that pet was sleeping with that family member and you're trying to isolate from that family member, if that animal decides then to sleep in your bed, you're going to get it. So it's something to, you know, kind of be aware of. Also in COVID news is we have a study results on ivermectin. Now, I have not read the study, so I can't tell you exactly what the data is, but ivermectin, the antiparasitic drug that has been taken by Aaron Rodgers, I believe Joe Rogan, Dennis Prager for COVID, it's an antiparasite drug. This study that came from Vanderbilt and Duke treated 1,591 participants who received 400 mics per kilogram of ivermectin. And ivermectin we use for antiparasites. We use it in livestock. We use it in humans. But it has not been indicated for COVID. They found that it resulted in a less than 1 day of shortening of symptoms and did not lower incidence of hospitalization or death among outpatients with COVID in the United States during Delta and Omicron variant time periods. So what that means is it might help a little bit in lessening symptoms, but it does not keep necessarily in this particular study somebody with COVID out of the hospital. Do I believe that or not? You know, I know some studies have been mixed, and it's really difficult when people say, look, I took it and I wasn't hospitalized. You know, I'd like to think that that holds some merit, but I believe that if COVID's going to get you, it's going to get you. And for those people that are going to get milder cases, they're going to probably do well no matter what. But I am still keeping an open mind for some of these other studies on some of these other therapeutics, including ivermectin. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the January 6th made-for-TV show continues Monday, former Trump campaign manager Bill Stempien did not testify before the House Select Committee investigating January 6th due to a family emergency. Former Fox News editor Chris Steigerwald is testifying in his place.
In the 40 or 50 years, let's say, that Americans have increasingly chosen to vote by mail or early or absentee, Democrats prefer that method of voting more than Republicans do. So basically, in every election, Republicans win Election Day and Democrats win the early vote.
At least three different wildfires ignited in Southern California on Sunday. The Sheep Fire, 30 miles northeast of Los Angeles, is roughly 1,000 acres and 5% contained. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News. China has overtaken Germany as the biggest buyer of Russian energy exports since the start of the war in Ukraine. The Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air said Russia received about 93 billion euros, that translates to about $97 billion, in revenue for the sale of oil, natural gas, and coal since February 24th, when it invaded Ukraine. The body of a six-year-old child who drowned in the Merrimack River while on a family fishing trip was found Sunday in Newburyport, Massachusetts. His body was found by a kayaker in the river. An unidentified resident tells NBC 10 Boston the conditions in the area.
We're from this area, and I never knew this spot existed. We've been up and down this river before. The current here is terrible, you know. And just the fact that they found the boy is just wanted to, you know, some type of closure, I guess, to see.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as I said, you know, I think the media loves to distract us on, you know, some of these real, real big, nasty issues that we're dealing with in terms of a looming recession, gas prices continuing to rise, food prices rising, with multiple outlets saying, look, we're going to have to be raising prices. Concerns with the Ukraine-Russia war, migrant caravan coming to the border. I think now Israel is warning its residents in, is it Turkey? To watch out for some attacks. And there's so much news going on. There's so much going on. Dow Jones dropping. But the focus, obviously, right now is the January 6th committee hearings. And I understand why that is a very, you know, pivotal point in our elections. And there is a very, very mixed sort of cringeworthy memory of what happened on during the election and whether we have elections with integrity or not. And if we do have elections with integrity, will the outgoing politician leave, you know, leave quietly? If there is a lack of integrity, is it going to be addressed? And so there are a lot of opinions, and I see the opinions on this. You know, and I told you what my opinion was on everything that happened, and I'll tell you again. But just to give you guys the latest update, the January 6th committee hearings are underway, and we're being told that Jared Kushner, who was advising his father-in-law, President Trump, was dismissed as Donald Trump appeared to take heed of what Rudy Giuliani was saying about the Dominion systems and about election fraud claims. And the panel played audio of the investigators asking Kushner what he said about the former New York City mayor's claims that Dominion voting systems was a part of the vast conspiracy to rig its voting machines against Trump. He said, basically not the approach I would take if I was you. He said Trump dismissed him, insisting I have confidence in Rudy. So the January 6th committee opened the hearing, videotaped depositions of Trump's advisors, claiming that he declared a premature victory on election night 2020 on the advice of Giuliani, who might have been inebriated. They said advisors' testimonies indicate that it is apparent very early on, according to his daughter Ivanka, that the race would not be called for several days. Lawmakers are suggesting that Trump's aides were concerned and dismissive of the election fraud claims being pushed by some of his allies, and that the former president continued pushing them despite warnings from both family and associates. Vice Chair Representative Liz Cheney claimed Trump rejected the advice of his campaign experts on election night in favor of advice of, quote, an apparently inebriated Rudy Giuliani, who told him to declare victory that night and insist the vote count be stopped to falsely claim everything was fraudulent. Now, if I remember correctly, Mayor Giuliani or former Mayor Giuliani was his legal advisor. Former White House attorney Eric Hirschman said what they are proposing, I thought, quote, was nuts. They said, and then the theory was also completely nuts. It was a combination of, now this is what he said, Italians and Germans. I mean, different things have been floating around as to who was involved. I remember Hugo Chavez and the Venezuelans, and she has an affidavit from somebody who says they wrote a software or something in the Philippines. He said it was just all over the radar. Now, you know, former Trump advisors Bill Stepien and Jason Miller both testified that Rudy Giuliani was the first person in the ex-president's circle to push election fraud claims. And ex-Attorney General Bill Barr said that his claims came, quote, right out of the box on election night. So, you know, this is something that, I think a good part of America wants everybody to move on, just get on with their lives. We got bigger fish to fry. But there's a good part of the country, two other parts. One, that wants to make sure Donald Trump never gets to run again, as Donald Trump has been hinting for a 2024 run, and a good number of the, you know, U.S. citizens, you know, have been hoping that Donald Trump would run again in 2024. Many people want to see what happens to this to see if it could prevent another Donald Trump run. And then another huge group of Americans is interested in what happens with this because they really want to know if our elections have integrity. And I told you how I feel about what this happened. What happened? We had never had a dry run with the election and mail-in ballots. And there were multiple anecdotal pieces of evidence. Sometimes anecdotal could be right on the money. Sometimes it can't. It might not be. But we had had multiple reports of, I didn't get a ballot. I got two ballots. It's after the election. They're emptying the ballots now. There were multiple reports. And I get that a lot of it could be fake. I get, but, you know, when you see the videos, you see them dated, you see them, you know, even clarifying the date with the person they are approaching, and you see the ballots, you start to wonder what the heck happened. I personally feel that this election should have, and I know it's a very unpopular opinion, but I feel the election should have had either some sort of a dry run or tested and true process and protocol in place before it was haphazardly put together. And I think what is a very popular sentiment is that the election was chaotic. And to mail in your vote and hope that that vote got in, whether there were harvesters that took it in for you, or we heard there were holes and you could actually see through the holes in the envelope what some of the votes were. So if you saw the vote, then you knew they were Republican or not, based on the hole having a marking on it. I mean, why were there holes in the envelopes? There were so many questions. And I'm not saying there was fraud, but what I'm saying is you're not going to have consensus that this election was done completely and 100% by the book when it was never done before, was never tried. I mean, look, the Olympics had to be put off because they're like, how do we do this in a COVID world? How do we do an election where people don't go to the ballot box and don't go to the voting machines themselves and they do this by mail? It was never vetted. It was never practiced. It was never rehearsed. And there was only months, to even consider all the possible things that could go wrong. And so when the election results started to appear, which was also very interesting, when they started to appear to be towards Trump, and then we heard that in Pennsylvania they needed to go to bed, and they were going to bed for the night, that's something you don't usually hear with elections. And you're like, what? And then you start to see the shifts the next day. Yeah, it could just be the mail-in ballots all came in. But again, there wasn't any confidence that the process was completely foolproof. And nobody can say that the election was completely legitimate because there's always dead people that vote in these. I mean, even in Nevada, there was somebody arrested who filled out a ballot, filled out his dead wife's ballot. I mean, that happens in every election. So anybody that says the election was completely on the up and up and every single vote was valid is wrong, because none of the elections, there's always people that vote. You know, sometimes they get caught, sometimes they don't, for a dead relative. So people cheat. We know they cheat. But I think what happened with the January 6th riot was Trump is a very, Trump, you know, was embarrassed. And when he saw that people were going to, you know, protest, he loved the idea that there were thousands and thousands of people showing that, you know, they were with him. Do I think he told them to storm the Capitol? No. Sadly, though, it's one of the most embarrassing things that has happened post-election. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated. Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So since the pandemic, I have gotten multiple calls of constipation. Now, many of you have worked from home for the past couple years. So when you sit, you don't poop as much. Your body's not used to sitting. Your body was designed to hunt and gather. Your body was designed to run after the younglings. Go and try to fish for your food. So if you were working in an office setting, or you were busy or running around, or doing, you know, customer service face-to-face, now you are sitting at home. We're seeing a huge, huge hike in constipation. In addition, it's because we've been eating like crap. When you don't eat high-fiber food, fruits, vegetables, those are things that could sadly, again, lead to constipation. And then another issue is your hydration, your water. A lot of you guys are going to start getting more constipated because many of you buy bottled water. Well, bottled water is getting more expensive. And if you don't like your tap water, you're going to start to skip on water. Can't do that. So as constipation is growing and expanding and bloating, right, in our community and our world, there is a pill, a vibrating pill that Israelis have come up with. It's really cool. Where you swallow it. It's a little capsule. You swallow this pill. And it causes these little vibrations and cycles that will help stimulate the colon and try to get it in sync with its biorhythm. The company is called Vibrant Gastro. And it's a vitamin-sized capsule, so easy to swallow. It's taken orally. And per the American Journal of Gastroenterology, it works by stimulating the colon with small vibrations, augmenting your colonic biorhythm and peristalsis, which is the natural movement it does. Remember we talked about esophagus peristalsis, where you could be upside down and still swallow your food because the food goes a certain way. The muscles will move it towards the GI tract and distally, right, from proximal, from up above, distally going down. So it, even if you're inverted, your body will know how to push things. So study authors found the capsule to induce spontaneous bowel movements, but what's fascinating is at predictable times and with very little side effects. I don't even think there was a lot of nausea or vomiting. So what's interesting about that is whenever I'll take like a stool softener or a laxative, I mean, it could be 2:38 in the morning, and it's like, I'm ready. And it's like, are you kidding me? And so I have to time it where I'll take it right before I go to bed, so it doesn't work until 6 a.m. Or, you know, many times we'll take something, and there'll be that unpredictability. And then nobody's going to want it. Well, in order for this company to want to sell it and get it FDA approved, there has to be some consistency and predictability. The capsules activate for two stimulation cycles. Each last about 2 hours. The cycle includes 3 seconds of vibration followed by 16 seconds of rest. So these little vibrations will then kind of wake up the colon to get the movements going. So according to a press release from Vibrant, they said the trial met all primary endpoints for complete spontaneous bowel movements per week, showed significant improvement in secondary outcomes. 39.26% of patients had one or more additional spontaneous bowel movements per week compared to baseline. 22.7% had two or more poops a week compared to baseline. And they had better stool consistency, quality of life, less straining. So now the results of the phase 3 clinical study have been submitted to the FDA for approval. So, yay! All right, so now what does that mean for you? Do you really want to take this pill? All right, I would love for you not to get the constipation. The constipation is a broad term for you not having adequate bowel movements per week. Now, some people, they just go once a week. I believe you should go anywhere from once a day to twice a day. You could have anywhere from 3 to 4 bowel movements a day to one a day. But some people might skip a day, not the worst thing, but if you start to go 3-4 days without bowel movements, that is concerning to me. So when we define constipation, we don't necessarily have a hardcore number definition. It's if you've always just pottied after every meal, and that's been you, it's normal for you, you're fine, we don't think much of it. Just like if you usually go twice a week and that's been you, we don't necessarily have too much of an issue. We'll still do your regular screens and things like that. But if you go from being regular every day and then all of a sudden you can't go and you always are strained and you got the mucus and now you have the blood and all that, that's a problem. And so many times our constipation can be caused by a variety of issues. So lack of water. If you don't drink enough fluid, you get dehydrated again. And remember I told you the purpose of the colon is to absorb water from food. And so when you eat your food and you digest it, the small intestine has to take all the nutrients. Your large intestine takes out the fluid, helps mash it together, and puts it in a form such that you could pass. Well, if you don't have enough fluid, it makes the bowel's job more harder, And so it has to try to grasp as much fluid from your stool as possible. If you were drinking plenty of fluid, it wouldn't have to hold on to that stool and try to suck out every last drop that it could. So then the stool could be a little looser, a little moister, and come out. I know you guys are trying to eat. It sounds disgusting. If you don't have enough fiber in your diet, fiber helps you bulk, helps you get food out. If you eat a lot of cheese, cheese is very gummy. Cheese and dairy can constipate you. People think, well, cheese can give you diarrhea. It can, you know, if you're lactose intolerant or if you have some intolerance to it. But some of these dairy foods, especially cheese, are very sticky. And that could constipate you. So when parents say my kids are constipated, I go, how much mac and cheese does he eat? How many cheese sticks does he eat? You got to cut the cheese. No pun intended. High meat diets, high fat diets could constipate you. Caffeine could constipate you. Some of us need your morning coffee to poop. Some of you the caffeine because it kind of, you know, gets you riled up and stimulated. It could prevent you from pooping well. Hypothyroid, low thyroid, stress. When you're if I'm stressed, I can't poop. If I have like 2 seconds before I got to go to a meeting, I'm not pooping. If you don't exercise, if you're frequently sitting, if you're pregnant, if you have hormone fluctuations, a lot of people around their period time, they can't potty. The progesterone makes them very bloated. It's very uncomfortable. Irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease, cancer could cause constipation. A lot of you have abused laxatives, suggest they don't work. You could have an eating disorder. And there's tons of medications out there that can mess with your stool, like narcotics, antidepressants, iron supplements. And, you know, some of you take your medicine wrong. You'll take a laxative because you're constipated. And then you'll be in pain because you're trying to push a hard stool. You might actually need a stool softener. If your stool is soft, it might not pass. Or your stool is soft, but you're not pushing it out. You might need a laxative. So, you know, anybody with constipation should really sit down and talk with their medical provider because there could be some very serious issues or there could be some mild fixes that you need. But this vibration pill can help, I think, especially with people who are wheelchair-bound or paralytic or have other sorts of issues. And so that doesn't mean you have to take it, you know, but for those of you that suffer from chronic constipation, I get it. It's not fun. You know, I have a much more difficult day, you know, if I have to. And luckily, if I could do what I need to do before my day starts, I'm a happy girl. But if I can't, I'm uncomfortable. It's painful. It's, you know. Now, another thing also is eating big meals. You've got to really eat little meals. The smaller meals allow your body to go through that peristalsis a little easier, too. All right, we'll keep you posted on the vibrating pill. 1-877-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.